USA News update. Former Vice President Mike Pence has filed the paperwork to become a candidate for president. The filing with the Federal Election Commission comes as Pence is expected to make the official announcement on Wednesday. NBC News is reporting that New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu has decided not to run for the Republican presidential nomination. The grand jury in the classified documents allegations against former President Trump has looked at evidence and heard from witnesses today. President Biden will visit the newly named Fort Liberty in North Carolina this week. Fort Liberty was, until last week, named Fort Bragg. Shipping traffic is at a standstill at the biggest terminal at the port of Long Beach, California, as daily workers have not shown up. No trucks are coming in or out of Terminal A. Ports and workers have been locked in an unofficial dispute over wages, safety, automation, and pension benefits. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.